conducted on 23 August 2005. I'm speaking with Raymond Grassroot of Rural Holly. He was in the U.S. Army during World War II. This interview is being conducted on 23 August 2005. I'm interviewing Raymond B. Grassroot of Rural Holly. He served in World War II during the period of, numbers right here, 16 July 1942 to 3 November 1945. He received Purple Heart for combat injuries, received 3 battle stars, and combat infantry badge. You go ahead and start talking.
Okay. I served in the infantry, and they flew me from Europe to England in a C-47. And we used to milk cows by hand. And when we had the calves tied up all over, and when Dad wasn't home, we used to turn them loose and let them run around.
You were drafted to enter service. Tell me a little bit about draft and how that worked.
Well, I was one of the older men when I was drafted. But we used to milk cows at home. I told you that. Mm-hmm. And they flew me from England to France in the C-47.
Okay. You were the second wave going in on D-Day?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Talk a little bit about how you were injured.
Well, I was walking along, and all of a sudden the bullets flew all around me, you know, but they never hit me except for through my arm and through my helmet.
Okay.
And we were milking cows, I told you that. And,
okay.
Yeah.
You came into France?
Yeah.
And then went how far into Germany?
Oh, quite a ways into Germany.
Okay, did you get as far as Leipzig?
No, I don't think so.
Not that far. Tell me what it was like as far as weather and
Well, in the winter time, it was so cold and we still sweat because we didn't know what was coming.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The bullets were flying all around it. And once we were walking down the highway, all of a sudden the bullets started flying and we dodged to the ditch, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you sleep in trenches outside?
Yeah.
Okay. How was that?
Oh, it was cold.
It's cold. Did you get trench foot or anything?
No.
No problems with that?
No.
Did you see any important people?
No, not really.
Okay.
We saw the president, you know, Roosevelt. And just when the war ended, he died. So I just about cried.
Uh-huh. Did you come back to the United States then from Germany?
Yeah.
Okay.
From England. Yeah.
From England?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you were discharged. At what fort?
Fortunately.
Fortunately. Okay. And when you got back, then you went back to farming?
Yeah.
And then finally married?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you write letters and stuff?
Oh, yeah. A lot of letters.
Okay. And you wrote to your family?
Yeah.
Your future wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get mail over there?
Well, it took a long time, but
okay.
And I told them that not to worry because I was just was at the bullet through my arm.
Okay.
Didn't have to worry about it.
Okay. Did you were in the hospital?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah.
How long were you in the hospital?
Oh, I don't know, a couple of years, I think.
A couple of months.
And was the hospital in England or in Germany?
England, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. England. Okay. What major towns were you in Europe?
Well, I know Cologne was one of the worst towns. There wasn't a building standing there.
Oh.
No.
Did you see the cathedral?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's probably the biggest building there.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you went from Cologne to which other towns?
We went to, well, we went home, of course, and then we went to England,
uh-huh.
Europe.
Okay.
We went to C-47s.
Okay. When you went into service, were other people from this area with you?
Oh, yeah. There was quite a few.
Okay. Do you keep in contact with those people?
Well, some of them. Yeah.
And then reunions,
yeah.
How often do you go to those?
Oh, not very often.
It's been several years since you've been.
Okay. And then you said you had relatives in the service at the time?
Well, some, not very many.
Okay, no brothers? Or?
No.
Okay. Yeah, Norris was in the service, right?
Oh, yeah, Norris was in there, yeah.
That would be your younger brother? Did your folks have a star in the window for you?
Well, I imagine they did, but I don't know.
Okay. And you received a sharpshooter for both M1 BAR and carbine. And what post were you at when you did that? Military post.
I suppose it was in England, I suppose.
In England? Can't remember for sure. You went into Fort Snelling, and then where did you take your training?
Well, at Camp Swift.
Okay.
Texas? Yeah.
Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay, so quite a few U.S. posts.
Yeah.
Okay.
California.
Okay. And you said that with the 96th Infantry, did that support the 3rd?
I'm not
armor?
Sure about that.
Okay. So you never did run into Patton or Patch?
Yeah, I ran into Patton, yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
What was that like?
I don't remember.
He didn't impress you that much, huh?
Well, he was a good commander.
Okay. What was the most interesting part of the military for you?
I don't know.
Tell about this man who died, right? The one was in the foxhole with
you. Oh, yeah. He was in the foxhole with me, and he asked me if he could sleep with me in the foxhole that night. Yeah, I said. And the next morning we started out, and he was killed right beside me.
Did you know who he was?
Yeah, I knew, but I don't remember.
And did you see much in terms of casualties?
Oh, yeah.
Saw a lot?
Yeah. Ambulance were running back and forth.
And you saw mostly American, or did you also see German?
Oh, yeah, so everybody.
Did you have any dislike for the Germans?
No.
Did other soldiers talk about Germans?
Oh, yeah, some did.
Okay. The 96th Division...
95th.
Came back as a unit?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You came back all together?
Yeah.
You remember?
Most of them manually.
Okay. They were alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Which ship did you come back with? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember what ship it was. But it was from England.
The sailing didn't bother you?
What?
You didn't get sick?
Some of them got so sick, you know, but it didn't bother me.
Do you remember? Separated at Fort Snelling?
Yep.
Okay. And you came home at that time?
Yep.
Were you examined by the medical people?
Oh, yeah.
Was that interesting or unusual?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Okay.
Glad to walk naked, you know.
Oh, okay. Did it bother you to leave the military?
Oh, no. I was glad.
You were glad to go home?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any bad dreams and stuff when you got back?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So you were pretty well adjusted?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see any of the major, other than Cologne, town bombings?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me just anything that you think might be interesting to some of us that weren't there.
I don't remember anything except, but I know I was glad to get home again.
Okay. Okay. You never thought of staying in service?
Pardon?
You never thought of staying in?
No.
No, that was enough. Okay. And then when you come back home, did you use the GI Bill at all?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Did you? Didn't you get, go with, who was it, and took some egg printing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over the extension?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Okay. And then, did you join, like, the VFW or anything when you...
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me stop it now and let you think if there's some other things. I'm looking at a V-mail letter written by Raymond Grassroot to his brother, Norris, at Camp Walters. Raymond was in England in a hospital recovering from his wound, and this letter got some interesting items. It says, "Dear Norris, I suppose you will really be surprised to receive a typewritten letter from me. Well, it's just practicing a little on an old typewriter that was in the building that we're staying at, as I hope you'll excuse my mistakes. Well, how are you getting along nowadays? Well, things are not too bad here either. Some aren't on the front line at the present anyway, and I hope we don't have to go back for a while anyway. It sure is a relief to be back here again. The news doesn't look too bad now, and I sure hope it's soon over with over here. Now the weather, excuse my spelling, has been down there. How's the weather been down there lately? It's been a little cooler here lately, but it hasn't been bad. I had a letter from Ma yesterday that was written April 16th, and she said they had about a foot of snow there then, and I guess it hasn't been so very nice back there either lately. Say, I didn't think I told you about the prisoner I took with just a flashlight one day, did I? Well, I at least learned to carry my rifle with me wherever I go from now on. Well, here is how it happened. One day while attacking a village, a few of us went in to search each building. In this one building, we searched from top to bottom, but didn't find any Jerry's. So we got orders to hold it up where we were for a while. Well, I lay down my rifle and ammunition, but then decided to look around a little more. And being we hadn't found any Jerry's in any other part of the building, I didn't bother to go back for my rifle, but went down with just the flashlight and started looking around. And don't you think there was a Jerry standing in the corner? I don't know who was most scared and surprised, him or myself. But lucky enough, he didn't put up a fight. But from now on, I am carrying my rifle wherever I go. I was down in the coal mine for the first time the other day, and it was almost 3/4 of a mile underground, and it really gave me a funny feeling going down for the first time. I guess I told you that Adeline sent me her picture some time ago, didn't I? She writes quite often too now, and she says she's waiting for me and hopes that I'll be able to come home soon. Did I tell you that Melvin Strachey is back in the States now? Also, Mike, they were both wounded about the same time I was. Mike said he's been out driving the tractor one day, and he said it really was fun to be back on it again. No, Norris, I guess this will be all for this time. I really hadn't planned on writing tonight, but I figured while I was monkeying with this anyway, I might just as well make a letter out of it. Hoping this finds you fine, and write it whenever you have a chance. Bye now, love, brother Raymond.